Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And even though it's the second Sunday of the month, we switch things up this month. So it is behavior, training, and healing questions with Martha. And it is talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha Venter. And we have started with some phone calls that are coming in early this morning. So we are in the middle of a conversation with George and Denise about their dog, Penny. Good morning, George and Denise. Are you still with us?
We're here.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Okay. So, Natasha, hopefully you had a little more time with Penny to kind of check in on what's going on. And I kind of had to interrupt what you were talking about, what you were getting from her, because we kind of want some direction from her. You know, how much intervention and stuff is she comfortable with? I want to know from you, because the first thing I would do with her is get Dr. Nels working on her, because we know, you know, that the neuroenergetic balancing is either, if they're ready to go, it'll help them leave more peacefully and easily. If they want to stay for a while, it helps them rally and do better. And so I want to know if you get a feeling for, is that the right thing to be doing for her? So anyway, continue with what you're getting from Penny,
Well,
Natasha.
thank you. What I'm getting is that, you know, she is very happy. She is very grateful. She loves you guys so much. And that's why she likes to go for walks with you, is that it's your time with her. You know, she sees you. You know, you enjoy the walks with her. It gets you out. It gets you out of your day. It gets you moving forward. She enjoys the whole big picture of the words said and unsaid, the moments of emotions done and undone. You know, it's that whole picture that she just enjoys. While the commercial was going on, I did do some Reiki on her. So I did do some cross body. I was pulled to work with like her right shoulder and her left hip, and then go back and do the opposite, you know. And I was working around her neck and her head, and then back by her tail area, where her hip area would
Well,
be.
how wonderful. Thank you
And
for
so,
doing that for
yeah, I
Penny.
did some. So I'm feeling like that at least got some of the energy moving that's a little bit stagnant for her, because as you
Did you
know
pick any
how.
up anything about her liver with that? Is that
Yeah, her, well,
did that
it's just
kick in
her
any better?
body. Yeah, her whole body, you know, is a little bit off. And getting a session with Nels would be so much of a benefit for her.
Because I
You
really
know,
don't know of anything that would help more at this point than that and be
no.
non-invasive and
And
all of that, right?
yeah, because when you're getting these acid, you know, like the sores in the mouth, you know, the body is just off. You know, and for lack of a better word, and you being a doctor, you know the gut biome and all that kind of stuff, that, you know, it's the whole picture. And so with that as the body starts saying, I'm kind of done, you know, it may take a year or two or three or four to do that process, but she's saying that you'll know when it's time. And you know, she says, I love the energy work. I'm so willing to accept it. So
Ah,
I
wonderful.
did some energy. That's why I was allowed to do
Okay,
energy
oh, I
work on
get you.
her.
Okay, so she's into the energy non-invasive stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
That's
and
good.
so I did some work with her. Nell's, you know, calling up next week would be a good thing for her.
No, I think that would be a good thing, Natasha, but I think if she were mine, I would take advantage of the free help on the radio, but I'd be working with him privately and having more sessions on a regular basis, depending on what he thought was right. Does that feel
That's a
or
personal choice. That's a personal choice, because she is okay. So what I'm getting from her is that she is going to be joyful. She's very happy to be there. She's happy. She wants to be your dog for as long as she can. But you'll notice that there'll be this, like, what she's telling me is that I'm going to be going, and then there's going to be this drop off. It's not going to be a cliff, but it's going to be this drop off, and you'll know when this happens. And it will be, there's no timeline on this, for lack of a better word, because it depends on, you know, you can get the energy work done, and you can get another year out of her. You know, it depends on her. And personally, it really depends on what transition you guys are going to go through. If you like,
Well, you
I'm
know
just.
what all you were talking about in the beginning of the show and the astrology and all of that and changes going on? Well, I know because I know George and Denise, and we had a nice conversation before, you know, off the air. But I know George and Denise, your kids are all going, you're becoming empty nesters. So they have big, huge changes going on,
Yeah, exactly.
Natasha.
So, like, if you're getting ready to retire, she may not be able to be the animal that supports you through that next stage. And this is what our animals are so lovingly doing for us right now, is that they're setting us up for success by saying, the old story that I represent can't be moving forward with you. So if you know that you're going to be going through some big changes, she may not be able to support you in the way that she's been doing through that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. So
Okay,
what
so
you're saying maybe that then Penny would move on because she's served in the way that she can for George and Denise and the family, and it's time for her to move on to make room for another,
another
companion.
animal
Yeah,
or
okay.
somebody, but sometimes there's that pause in between animals so that we can get our own footing. We can
Sounds like that,
support,
yeah.
we can get our own understandings. Like for me, not having a cat for a couple years taught me that I didn't need a cat for grounding. The purr didn't need to ground me. I can ground myself, right? So there's that moment. So Penny is saying she's going to be here for as long as she can. And then there's going to be a moment where you're going to know she can't.
Okay.
And she's saying, do what you feel is right for her, right for you, right for your love. She loves you. She's going to want to walk. She's going to want to eat. She's going to want to joy. She's going to, she loves being with you, at your feet.
Right.
Does she put her head on your lap sometimes?
No, she's not cuddly at all.
Okay. Because there's something energetically that she does. Like I get sometimes that she looks at you or that kind of, and that's the chow in her. The chow in her doesn't allow. She really had a rough life before she came to you. She
Wow.
really had. She didn't. She's showing me that it was there was that there was a lot of yelling. There was a lot of interaction. There was a lot of disharmony that she was living through, and then she ended up just being dropped off somewhere. She just says that I was dropped off, and I don't know where I was, and so there was a lot of abandonment feeling. So the connection that she has with you when she walks with you, the connection that she has with you when she's just laying in the house with you is so she that's how she holds the love for you is in that way. But there's something, why am I getting an image of a dog putting their head on your lap?
Is there a dog in your past, Denise or George, that used to do that?
No.
No, okay.
No,
Okay.
we, yeah. I mean,
Maybe that's
okay,
just
I'm
what
sorry. I
she's.
don't know why I get messages. I
Well,
just know
maybe
I
that's what she
do.
feels like doing, or,
Yeah, there, I don't
that.
know why I get messages. I just do get messages, and I just trust the process of doing that because I see a masculine person
Okay,
having a
wait a minute. Something's
dog.
coming. What's just coming in is that could that be a message? Could that mean that when that cliff comes, so it's not a cliff, but that the dip when she's ready to go, could that be a way she's going to let them know by laying her head in their lap? Is
I don't, yeah,
that a
I
possible?
can't,
You can't.
I'm
You're
not
not
that
seeing.
type of
Okay.
predictor.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, there's something about that image that she wants you to hold on to. Maybe that's what she wishes she could do, but she just can't because of the way that she, that, when sometimes when, especially chows, when they get that moment of disharmony at the beginning, it's hard for them to step over into compassion,
Yeah, I would
that.
say keep, remember that, Denise and George, because what I'm seeing is that maybe when it's something that she just may come to you, and if she lays her head in your lap saying it's time. So that may be a way. So just remember that. But gosh, that's great, Natasha. George and Denise, now anything more or specific that you want to ask Natasha about before we wrap up?
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about her past.
Well, we know it wasn't good, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting that
And that she was dropped off by somebody
she
somewhere.
was I get that there was a lot of screaming and yelling. I'm wondering if the family ended up divorcing because there was a lot of kids that were there was a couple kids that were running around screaming. There was just a lot of loud noises. She's the type of dog that probably wouldn't be well suited for that intention. And she and then what I'm getting is that through that disharmony and you know, because some people don't know better to do better, that she was dropped off. I forget it. I mean, I'm getting that she was, because what I'm getting for her is that it could have been she's been dropped off at the pound. She was dropped off at a friend's house. She was dropped off at
somewhere,
at the, like, just some place, like a yard or something like that. But she's just because she's showing me just that, holy crap, where am I? You know, that.
Oh,
so I'm not necessarily getting the image of where, but she was just like, it was like total, like,
disharmony,
she was dumped
somewhere.
And then
Yeah.
dropped. And so she went from loud and disharmony to that.
Chaos to total abandonment. And
yeah,
so that's a lot of stuff to handle, especially if you got your part chow.
Chows don't handle that very well. They're very good dogs.
And just so you know, George and Denise, if you do work with Nels, he does some sessions with her, this neuroenergetic balancing will help with that past energy, because all of that trauma would freeze her nervous system, and the neuroenergetic balancing will free that up. And kind of like PTSD people, mm-hmm. or animals do really well with this neuroenergetic balancing. So I think Nels is going to be the best help for her overall.
And yeah. And frankly, too, when she gets work done, you get work done. And so with that, with the way that the planets are working on, that this might be a good opportunity for you both to go in and negotiate some of these, you know, the abandonment ish, the no negotiations, or the things didn't work out the way you wanted them to, or the distrust that you have, you know, and we all do, we're all human. We all have these aspects. It doesn't matter what we have or what we do, but you know, cause we're all right. having moments where we have these stories. And so this would be a great opportunity for you to kind of just in a loving, kind way for yourself, say, oh, okay. And like I use this mantra, I'm asking for healing on this. Sometimes when we're going through a lot of these self-awareness moments that are tapping us, especially, you know, like I'm in that age where my kids are older and they've moved out, and now it's just my husband and I, and we're trying to figure out who we are together, that there is some of these, I'm asking for healing on this moment.
A lot of that,
you know,
coming up, huh?
Yeah. Right. Well, and I'm not saying that my life is yours, but it's just that moment.
So maybe
where
George
that
and
breath
Denise
in and
can
breath
kind
out.
Of heal some of their old stuff along with Penny in this process.
Exactly.
And going through it together. All right. We've got other calls we need to move on to and got to take care of advertisers. But Denise and George, are you okay and good with all of this?
Yeah, that was fabulous. Thank you so much.
Oh,
yeah,
yes. I want you to know that she loves you and she's so grateful. Even though she wasn't your perfect dog, she wants you to know she's so grateful, and she wanted to be what she could be for you.
Wonderful. All right.
Okay.
And then we're
right.
going to hear
thank
from you
so
next week again with Dr. Nels and Linda, right?
You'll yes, call that back would be in. Helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm
okay.
hoping the energy that I did would be helpful too.
Yeah. Yeah. See if, you know, how she did, because Natasha did do some Reiki and healing work on her. So anyway, thanks for calling.
Yay.
Animal World. We'll talk
thank
to you again
you
next
trust.
Week. And we'll all put George, Denise, and Penny in our prayers for
you.
The highest good. All right,
yes.
You guys. Thanks for calling. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Tamara, hang on your next. Tina, you're after that. And we'll try to get this all wrapped up so you can get to your whatever you're doing at 11. But we got to take care of advertisers. And then we will come back and get right back to the phone calls. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. now.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Natasha Venter is here today. We're taking your phone calls. And, gosh, let's just get right back to the calls so we can stay on schedule and get Tina to where she's got to go on time. So we're headed back to Iowa tomorrow. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh,
thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you. I've been enjoying listening. I'm calling about my cat, Flower. He's 14 years old now, and he's a mix, half Maine Coon and half Calico, but he looks more like a medium-sized Maine Coon. He was named Flower when I got him as a kitten after the skunk in Bambi. I need to say that because he's a boy.
How cute.
He's a truly amazing cat. He's very smart and sensitive. Several years ago, he was diagnosed with FIV, feline immunodeficiency virus.
Right.
But other than that, he's been in good health. He has had a small infection on his neck for the past couple of years. The vet knows about that. And I can't remember what she recommended, but it didn't work. And he also is due for a dental cleaning, which I'm planning to schedule soon. But for most of his life, he has been an indoor-outdoor cat, and he had the freedom to roam. But about a year and a half ago, I moved into a small apartment. And now, due to the rules of the apartment, he can't run freely. So I take him out on the leash once a day, and sometimes we go to a park. And he's good with walking on a leash. The reason I'm calling is that over the past few months, he's had an upper respiratory infection that hasn't gone away, even after three rounds of antibiotics prescribed by his vet. I'm beginning to wonder if this is more than a physical issue. I work 3 days a week and am gone most of the day on those days. And I'm wondering if he's depressed or maybe even losing the will to keep going. Another piece to this is over the last year, I haven't been taking good care of myself physically with exercise, and I'm wondering if that would help.
Welcome to the party, Tamara.
Yes, yeah. If I get to that. So I really appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Yes. So as a lot of animals are mirroring a lot of our story, You know, my Rocky has been missing since the 4th of July. My cat has been missing since the 4th of July.
Oh, no.
And so, but I know that I'm going through major changes and shifts. And so he couldn't really stay here with me. And so your cat is very lovingly, his respiratory negotiation is a lot of how are you breathing? How are you taking in your breath? There has been what is it that I'm getting here? There's something that's popping in. There's been some feral animals that are in the area that haven't been quite healthy, and he has gotten some of that into his lungs. You know, kind of like when somebody lives in a moldy house.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get that mold out of the lungs.
Mm.
That's kind of the feeling I'm getting, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And then with his diagnosis, which is, yeah, it's true, but I'm feeling like there's just disharmony in him. And part of this is just him being him. That's why that diagnosis came up, because there's a lot of diagnoses.
Diagnosis, you mean of the FIV or
yeah,
the respiratory?
There's a lot of diagnoses that we as beings on this planet that are getting, and it's not necessarily because of that they have the diagnosis, but there's been an energy that has come upon them that has helped their body to get in disharmony, and then that's the label that gets
So I think you're talking about the respiratory thing and the vet, yeah. You know, treating it, and the antibiotics aren't working, but it's more of an energetic imbalance than an actual physical disease or illness.
Yes,
Am I understanding you there?
So,
all right,
Nels
so then
can
what
help
comes
with
in
that.
From that, Natasha, when you say that, when right away we say this is more, you know, there's a reason why the antibiotics aren't working, because mm-hmm. that's not mm-hmm. what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you say that it's more energetic, that smacks of tomorrow better be calling in next week, because
yeah.
the best one to help flower at this point would be Dr. Nels and the
mm-hmm.
neuroenergetic
okay.
balancing. And it might be that a little work with Dr. Nels would now, I know you're looking at that energy. What are you getting, Natasha?
Yeah, and that's the thing is that I'm not getting, like, I'm checking in to see if there's energy entities or that kind of thing, but I'm getting that there's something that got in his lungs.
Hmm.
And it's not a cause, it's not because of, you know, it's not because of something you did. It's just, you know, cause and effect, you know,
right. yeah.
you know, things are on grasses, things are on, but there's something that got into his lung, his airway that needs to move out. And I don't know if it's like he breathed in somebody's negative energy. There's something kind of that toxic feel that's in his lung area. I'm asking for his higher self to help clear it. I will continue doing that on the show. I will continue doing this while the show's going on.
Tamara, are you getting something about this? Something you want to say?
Yes, I want to say one thing. He does sneeze a lot, not in the last few days, but sometimes he's like this huge, breathing out, sneezing. But I'm wondering if it has something to do with when he puts his nose or his mouth down into the dish, which I do have a raised dish for him that's like 5 inches high. But I still think it goes, sometimes the food goes into his nose. And I'm wondering mm-hmm. if that might be a problem.
It could be. I'm just getting that something.
Something's gotten in there. Yeah.
If something's gotten in there and it's not being dislodged to where you know it's that kind of that feeling of dis, and I don't like to use the word infection. I like to use the word disharmony, because then it gives a chance for the energy to move around differently. Because if we label something for what it is, then it kind of puts more of a stamp of this is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Where
yeah.
disharmony gives it a chance to say, oh well, I'm in disharmony. I can get into harmony, you know. So mm-hmm. With he's got something, and with him being older, he doesn't have the youthfulness of his body being able to rebound as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he loves going out and walk. If you didn't take him out for a walk, he would be really in depressed moment.
Yeah.
So he needs those walks.
He needs mm-hmm. those walks. He needs that adventure. He needs that that understanding. He needs that wisdom that comes from his senses. Even though he's having troubles with his lungs, he loves the smells outside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have another question here, because we know he also isn't eating all that well or consistently. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Forgot to mention that.
And what I was wondering is that she says she hasn't dealt with mouth or teeth things for a long time. And sometimes dental issues can make it difficult to eat, but also dental issues, infection and stuff could get into the system. So is it possible, Natasha, that what you're feeling that is kind of contributory to the respiratory stuff, that whatever that toxicity that you're feeling is getting in there, could that be coming from the teeth and gums and a bad situation there?
Yeah, the gums aren't feeling as healthy as I would wish them to be.
But it's a good thing for tomorrow to have that check, have his mouth checked out.
Checked out, yeah.
Because maybe that's where the toxicity is coming from.
Oh. He's on the elder side of life, my dear. Yeah. He's on the elder side of life, and it's interesting to witness. I'm using that word, witness, how the body starts saying, "I'm not as healthy as I used to be," and it's interesting to see how the body starts negotiating the story of coming closer to an end, in that moment. And this, like I said in the last person, the last couple, that, it could be, 6 months, it could be a couple years. It depends on how quickly the body says, "I'm done," in that moment. And so please remember that he is on the elder side of life. And so sometimes when we start seeing the dominoes start to fall more and more and more, that's when the body is starting to say, and he's not one that would really want to be manhandled in the vets.
Not being manhandled. Why do you say that? But he definitely does not like to be manhandled.
Yeah. And so with that, the you taking to the vet and getting his teeth cleaned, and it's wise to go to the vet, get the teeth looked at. But if it's going to be a lot of money and a lot of work.
Okay.
He's
going to say, Flower doesn't want that. Okay.
He's going to say, no. And the cause and effect of that is love for him in his greater picture of where he's going to go. And so
I'm sorry for butting in. He gets an anesthesia for that because it's too much otherwise.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, okay. I get that. But anesthesia on an older animal can be
You're just saying, Natasha, he really doesn't want that kind of that much invasive stuff going on.
Even if it gives him another, let's say, 6 months to a year to live.
It's not worth it to him to go through the process to have that
extra because
time.
That anesthesia is actually... Now, if he has just a little bit of work to do, that's different. But if he has a lot to do,
that's what he doesn't want.
Yeah, he's not wanting that. He loves you. He knows, just like I was saying, that there's a lot of animals right now that aren't able to continue our life with us as we're moving into this new dimensional understanding, shifting of our planet work that we're going through. It's a huge picture that I'm seeing that, the animals of the last 10 years are not going to be able to carry us through the next big evolution of breaking down our old illusions and coming into our new understandings.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
My love is with you, my dear. And it's like, why is this theme today on this show?
we got something different after this one. He doesn't want invasive stuff, but you ought to have that mouth checked out so you could know, is that where the toxicity is coming from, and what is it a big deal or not? If it's a simple thing, he's good with that. If it's a big, huge thing, he doesn't want that. No matter what else you do, Dr. Nels will be helpful.
Okay. Excellent.
Is there anything else, my dear?
No, that's all. I sure appreciate all of this. I feel much better.
Yeah, because it's hard to give the full message, and it's hard to do it in the care and the tenderness that I want to do on the quickness of
and
the radio.
And just know, you can be in touch with Natasha off the air, folks. IntuitiveClarifications.com is her website, IntuitiveClarifications.com, or you can call her. Not now. She's on the radio with me. But you can leave her a message or talk to her after the show. But her number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty, tomorrow. So sounds like we'll hear from you again next week.
Yes.
And you can always contact Dr. Nils off the air. But I really think that's the best thing. And then we'll find out what's going on with the vet, too.
Get some All information. Right. Make the better choice you can for him with the information you have, my dear.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And my love is with you. This is not an easy time. This
okay.
Is not an
Thank
easy
you,
time.
Tamara. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
All right, Nathan, I'm making an executive decision, and we're pushing ads until after we talk to Tina, because she's got something good, and it's important that she talk with Natasha. So we'll do ads as soon as we finish with Tina. But Tina, to accommodate you and your schedule, you are live with me and Natasha. Morning, Tina.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Natasha. Thanks for getting
Good morning.
Me in. I forgot about the time. I was So I'm calling about the feral cat. I did change his name to Jasper. And and I put some Jasper rocks. I went to Little Shop of Light in Snohomish and bought a nice little heart Jasper. And then the gal whose property he came from, she gave me a really nice Jasper. So I put those in his cage. And I put a nice big rose quartz, and then I put just a regular stone in there with him. But he's still unhappy. He's still hiding at the back of the cage. He's still pissing at me. I did put some, you know, treat stuff, ooey gooey treat stuff on a wooden spoon, and I did get him to lick it once, but mostly he just will look at it, and then if I put it down in his dish and go around the corner, he'll run in and he'll lick it up, and then he'll run to the back of the cage.
So just for everybody listening, Tina has horses, you know, and barn and all of that, and Jasper was a trap neuter release type of feral, and Tina's trying to acclimate him and get him to bond with her barn so he could be a barn cat, you know, and a rodent cat. But so far, he's still set up in the barn in a cage type situation. I think, Tina, didn't you say that you've kind of got a room in your barn set up that you'd like to move him into the room?
I would like to move him to the room before, but I right now where he is, I walk by, you know, 7-12 times a day. So I talk to him, I sit down in a chair and, you know, maybe, you know, read to him or surf Facebook while I'm just, you know, hanging with him. Once he, you know, and when he gets a little bit more acclimated, possibly, I can move him to the room and after a time let him loose in the room, but I would have to make a special trip around the back of the barn to go into the room, so it's not a walk-by, and I think he needs the walk-by more now than the extra space.
So are
you're
you
doing,
looking
You're
for,
doing more right than wrong right
okay.
now. You're doing
I was
going
to say, is there anything specific you want to hone in with Natasha, or you just want an overall read? And I'm trying, I can't remember, how long has Jasper, have you had Jasper so far?
Ooh, it's been 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's my concern, that we are making a lot of progress here in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So Natasha, can you give Tina a general overall and all this? What do you think?
You know, there's some cats that are just wired. They're wired. I have one myself, Miss Ava. She is feral no matter what. She wants me to love her. She wants to be loved. And then it's like, scratch, scratch, scratch. You know, it's like, it's attack, you know. Sometimes, my dear, and this is where I'm at in my life, sometimes we have to just accept where things are. And sometimes we have to just let things just go and move forward.
Well, so what does that mean?
So in other words, give him another like two weeks, because you're not getting much influence, and then I would just let him go.
Oh, you just let him, so a couple of weeks or so, you just let him out and let Mother Nature...
And let him go. It's that, you know, and this is where...
No, wait a minute. Okay, but that brings a question. Now, he was trapped to neuter, you know, and from a different location.
Mm-hmm.
But should he be transferred? Yeah. Could he be transferred back to that location where he was? Should that happen? Or are you talking just Tina just lets him go in her barn and we hope that he hangs around and comes back for the food and stuff?
Okay, this is the information that I'm getting in this moment.
Okay.
And this is, and sometimes I can't ask, I mean, there's no reason why, but sometimes in a moment in life, we have to accept where life is at.
Yeah.
And it's that moment, and I'm saying it's a moment of trust, surrender, and accept.
Okay.
So now, is he able to go back to where he was before?
She would rather not, because she has an outdoor cat that he has gotten in a fight with a number of times. This was before he was trapped and neutered. So I can.
But that's one of the reasons why you took him, besides the fact that you need a barn cat.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
so what I'm getting, sweetie, is that he is who he is.
Okay.
He's going to be what he's going to be. And so you putting him in the room, the first thing I saw was is that once he's free in that room, this minute the door opens, he's out.
Yeah, that's okay. Me too.
And so save yourself the work.
What if I put his cage in the room for 2 weeks and spend a lot of time with him? And because I kind of set it up as a she shed too, so I could, you know, spend some time in there with him and hang out. And then let him loose in the room and see how that goes for another 2 weeks, and then open the door.
If you want to do that, go ahead and do it. What I'm getting though is that that he is who he is. Now may stick around. He may not stick around. I kind of see him finding a safe place somewhere in the in the barn where he just hides out for a while, where gets out of the cage. He acclimates into, and you may see him. You may not see him. He may disappear for weeks. He may come back for a week.
Well, that's encouraging though. And what I kind of feel like,
very,
Tina,
he's feeling very scared that, and what I'm seeing is that sometimes when Feral is so in the gene pool, in the DNA, in the mindset, in the understanding, that there's not much us humans can do to negotiate them feeling safe in our presence.
Okay.
Yeah, and what I'm getting, Tina, I like your idea, just, you know, as a behavior therapist and that sort of thing. I think it would give a better chance for what Natasha's seeing for him to stick around. I like your idea of moving the cage into the room. So he's in there for, you know, you could do that for a couple of weeks, like you said, but then open up the cage and let him loose in the room. Now, knowing that he might be really good, and when you open that door to go in and out at some point, he may go. But I think if he lived in that room for at least a few days or a while, kind of bonding with the floor of the barn and all of that, then at some point he either gets out of the room or you just open it up. And then I think, you know, that the chances are as good as they could be that, and like Natasha said, you know, generally what we say when, you know, cats take off or get out of the house or disappear, the kind of general rule is dogs run, cats hide. So what Natasha said is like, you might find a little cubby somewhere in the barn and he just hides out and you take food out here and there. And maybe he'll hang around and you can make a relationship over the years, and maybe not. But it sounds like he is who he is, and you just got to do the best you can.
Yeah, exactly.
If the gal that owns the property where we trapped him is willing to take him back, would that be in his best interest versus letting him loose at my place?
Good question.
I think it's a moot point at this time.
Doesn't matter either way.
Okay. I think that he has gone through so much in his eyes. I don't use this word, Natasha. The word that's coming to me is personal trauma. You know, okay. With him getting snagged and neutered, and then coming to your house, he's gone through so much already that him going back home might feel good, but yet he's different. It's different.
Yeah,
you know, type of thing.
Okay.
So I think that right now you gotta find, you are so in tune with your animals, my dear. Follow your gut.
Yeah.
This is your truth. This is your journey with this person, with
good
this
advice.
Animal, to find out. And if you look at it as the mirror, what is this mirror showing you? That where are you kind of skittish about your life? Where are you feeling caged and out of control in your life? Where, you know, all these different things, where do you need to sit in your home? You know, really look at where things are at. Kind of like every time that I mentioned getting a new cat, my feral cat who cannot be in the house, she gets three pets and then swats at me. You know, it's like, and I'm the only one that can pet her. And I'm the only one that can pet her. And every time I mention getting a cat, she comes. And then you know, as soon as I stop talking about it, she leaves. My cat disappeared. Guess who showed up? Ava.
Yeah.
All righty, you guys. We got to wrap this up because we pushed advertisers
quick,
and we got to get.
Real quick, Marvin, I got to tell you that I did do the blink and I did get a blink. I am getting blinks back.
Excellent.
Yay!
Excellent.
Oh, yay.
The Jackson Galaxy blink. Very good. That's a good sign, Tina. Keep it up.
That shows that he's accepted you. He's accepted you, and if anything, that gives you the opportunity to if anything in long distance talk with him.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Right. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun at practice, Tina. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right. We are gonna close out this phone call. Take care of advertisers. Before he starts stomping around, you know how Nathan gets. Anyway, he's been cooperating, so let's keep him happy. All right, taking care of advertisers, and we'll be back to get ready for the love train one more time. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? We're shifting energies. Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down hour number two of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, over the hour, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And, Nathan... Janice has got me taking some New Pro now, and she sent us some stuff after she was on the show. I've got stuff for Abby, but boy, I have to get it to you. But she sent me some of the Life Spice. You know, I was talking about that wonderful supplement for animals, dogs with cancer, and it's got lots of turmeric in it, and it's very. I used to make what called a golden milk. I would make every night and drink before bed. That was really good, but it was too much trouble, and I just got out of the habit. Well, this Life Spice has all the same stuff in it, plus the medicinal mushrooms, and Janice told us that she took it herself, and so does her husband. So I started taking it, and I swear I feel better, I think. So anyway, check it out. And I'm still waiting from Janice to tell me, how much she takes and what she recommends and stuff. I haven't heard back from her yet. But anyway, some great supplements. Check them out. NewProSupplements.com. You can order there or on Amazon if you don't find the great supplements in your pet store. Heard from Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. She'll be with us next week for the best and neuroenergetic balancing with Brother Dr. Nell. So hopefully you can call in next week for your free remote treatments. And Linda is local. Her office is out of the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. So you can see her in person there, or she can work with you remotely if you prefer. And remember, she offers a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you before on the air, she doesn't count that. You can still get a free session. So it's for any of you that haven't worked with her in person off the air, you can get a free session. And so check her out, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her for a free session at 206-841-1992. And of course, remember Jude Ponton, our wonderful sound healer at the Whispering Dragon Center. It's in her home in Shoreline now, so great access, easy parking. You can work with her in person or remotely. And she is a wonderful healer that I work with most regularly, that keeps kind of my body in alignment, my hip and pelvis in shape, so that I can continue to train dogs and do all that sort of stuff. But I forget sometimes to tell you that she specializes in Chinese medicine, because acupuncture and acupuntics and stuff is kind of a Chinese medicine base. And I went in for my annual physical. Oh, Natasha, and the regular blood tests and stuff. And for the first time in my life, because I told you I need to clean up my act. My cholesterol was a little up, my blood sugar a little up, you know, and I'm at that age. It's just like, ugh. And I told Jude, and she said, oh, well, this is what we have to do. You need to take this for that and this for that. You do the Accutonic forks on this point. And so I was nervous about getting older and all these, you know, things that happen. In terms of, you know, becoming diabetic and all of that stuff. And she said that, you know, no worries. We can handle all of this. And so now I have new points because I do Accutonic forks on myself every day, in the morning and at night before I go to bed, and, just new supplements. So immediately I was so much more relaxed and, you know, had a comfortable night's sleep that night because I felt better. So she can help you in so many ways for so many different things, physical stuff, emotional stuff, behavioral stuff, and also, you know, disease and patterns and that kind of stuff, because she knows all about Chinese medicine. So whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. Alrighty then, looks like we are pretty much done with the second hour. We've got a close out hour number two, fire up the love train and get our energy going, spreading that love and light around the world. And then we've got another hour to go. I still have a whole list of stuff we haven't talked about yet. If you would like to join us, if you've got a question, behavior training or healing question, or something you want to talk to me about with animals, or if you would like a personal reading with Natasha, or you want to know something about your animal friends on this side or the other, Natasha is here. All you got to do is give us a call, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So I guess we are all caught up then. And before we break for the top of the hour and get to the love train, remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I've got Hummers at the feeder, so the Hummers are out. I got to talk to Natasha about those Hummers. I think they're all having second batches. Anyway, We energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayers to give us extra juice for the day and the week. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up, so stay right where you are. More with me and Natasha. We're here till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.